It's been a long time coming and a long season, actually. Didn't get off on the right foot, but yeah, here we are. That was obviously the goal is always to win it at the start of the season, and I thought we had as good a chance as anybody. And here we are, 8 months later, and we've got the title. So, yeah, very, very happy.
Obviously, we've spoken pretty regularly over the years, but I just thought, and it isn't with the beauty of hindsight, I thought pre-season you were more confident of your chances this year than you'd ever been, really.
I think so, yeah. Just from being with the same team for 2 years in a row. Last year I had a good season. I finished fourth in the championship my first year in World Supersport, so that sort of set me up well for this season. We changed bikes. I knew that the Yamahas were going to be a really competitive package, and the big part of it was just not changing teams, keeping some continuity there with the guys that I'm familiar with from last year. And I was really happy with how I was riding last year, and I thought that, you know, I was progressing, and yeah, I was just pretty confident.
Before we talk about Manu Kaur and the weekend just gone, go back a week before that, because it was in your grasp, and right at the death it was almost snatched away.
Yeah, that was so hard to take. I think everybody was geared up. It was obviously the team's home race in Imola, and everything seemed pretty perfect. I thought I was being oversensitive because I could hear some sort of ticking noise from the engine from about lap five onwards. And I was literally not cruising, but I was feeling really, really good and still pulling away from second. I think I had almost 11 second lead. And then with four laps to go, the engine completely self-destructed. And yeah, that was it. Parked on the sidelines and couldn't quite believe it. Everybody was so geared up for it. Everybody was basically putting the T-shirts on and ready to start celebrating. But yeah, it wasn't to be. But luckily, we only had to wait a week. That's a good thing. It's not like we had a 3 week break to, you know, come home, because I was chewing on it Monday and Tuesday. I was pretty angry. So it's nobody's fault, but it's just hard to take. So but anyway, 1 week later, here we are.
Bit ironic, really, because I think other than Phillip Island, which was the very first race, the bike has been so reliable all the way through.
Yeah, we've had absolutely minimal problems all year. I think we've had a couple of other really minor issues all year, but that's the first engine failure, and you know, it seemed like at the time the most important race of the season, but we got another chance at it last weekend. But yeah, it's been reliable. It was just one of them things. It was a brand new engine, and there was one faulty part in it, which can happen. So it did.
On to Manu Kaur then. It did little to take the gloss off your overall achievement. You told me the last time we spoke you were going to change your approach now. Up until a certain point, I think Silverstone, there had been all that winning races, and then you were in such a position then that you could change your approach a bit. Is that how it went, really?
Yeah, sort of. Silverstone, I was ready to finish safe podium there. Same at Nürburgring especially, because I wasn't sure of my chances there, but we ended up being able to win there, which really made me think that at Imola, it didn't really matter if I was to even crash or have something happen, because we had 59 points of advantage, so I could afford to take a risk with that. And like I said, I had almost 11 second lead, so everything was going pretty much textbook. But then my approach definitely changed at Manu Kaur after the disappointment of the week before. I didn't want to be in that situation again, and I rode around just in my own little bubble, really, just marking Fabian Foray, who I needed to make sure, I needed to be sure of which position he was in, to make sure I could wrap the job up. And yeah, that's all I did. It was literally just about getting over the line on Sunday.